If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Have that dump button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There's no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
What's going on, everybody? Episode number 29 of Unkillable. All right, so we inch toward the draft, but you know it. They wouldn't be the Jets if there wasn't a little something that just kind of got in the way, a little interference, just a little something that keeps it from steamrolling down the track smoothly. It's been a very quiet offseason until, of course, today. And I don't really blame the Jets for this, but this Aaron Rodgers situation with McAfee, very interesting. Now, I'm a Rodgers supporter. You guys know that. You follow the pod. You listen to me on WFAM. I wanted to bring him back, provided that Muji and Aaron Glenn wanted to bring him back. I was not of the mindset he's got to go. You know, there's no way you can move forward with a new regime and Aaron Rodgers still in the building. He's going to, you know, usurp their power and just compromise their ability to lead and establish this new foundation. I never thought that, because I think, quite frankly, for a long time, Aaron Rodgers has gotten a bad rap. Yeah, he's definitely a little slippery in terms of how he delivers stuff for, I guess, to kind of, I don't say to make himself look better, but, well, I guess in essence, to make himself look better, to enhance his position, however you want to frame it. This was interesting, and this happened right at the end of our show today. Me and Sal only had about 15, 20 minutes, not even, to really get into this. So let me just see if this is what I'm supposed to believe. All right. I know what Aaron Rodgers said, and Aaron Rodgers believes that, I would imagine. But am I supposed to believe that Aaron Rodgers flew across the country and within 20 seconds was completely disrespected by the Jets? Because if that's the case, I don't believe that. I don't buy that. Now, is there an absence of nuance here? Is this Rodgers, you know, framing it his way as he delivers it on McAfee? Very well, maybe. The Jets owed Aaron Rodgers, at least this regime, absolutely nothing. You want to tell me that they owed him maybe more respect there, if that's the way that it went down? Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think that that's a good look to do that to anybody, because now you think about this, guys. You try to change the culture and the way the Jets are viewed and the way they're perceived. And if they were to do this, whether it's to a future Hall of Famer or even, you know, the third tight end, I think there's a certain way to comport yourself as a business if you want to eventually be thought of as a first class organization, which the Jets are clearly striving to become. I don't know, man. I just want to move on from the Rodgers stuff, and I'm prepared to do that. But, you know, dissecting this as I did briefly on the air today and obviously the rest of the day, I'm sorry. I can't wrap my mind around Aaron Glenn and Muji. But it seems like the bigger issue from Rodgers' position is that, is with Aaron Glenn. Are you telling me that Aaron Glenn purposely tried to embarrass or disrespect Aaron Rodgers? I don't understand that. Now, maybe Aaron Rodgers was expecting the old Jet approach where they kiss his ass and they basically let him do whatever he wants and they give him whatever he asks for and whatever he needs, they acquiesce. Well, if that was the expectation and it was less than that, which clearly it needs to be or needed to be and should be, well, then I can see why Aaron Rodgers is a little bit turned off here. But I don't know, man. It's just it's very, very bizarre the way that this was presented here. I know we flew on his own dime. I think if the Jets wanted to do it that way and be callous and very matter of fact and very blunt and very quick in moving on from Aaron Rodgers, you could have done this via Zoom. All right. I'm in my home office. I'm staring into my laptop and I'm communicating to thousands and eventually tens and hundreds of thousands of people. Like, that's the way you do it. You can't tell me that the Jets couldn't have done this via the computer. Use the technology, look somebody in the eye, have a big boy conversation and come to whatever common ground you needed to come to. I would imagine that they would have been amenable to that. I don't know. Maybe they wanted to, and this is where I think that Aaron frames it for his own benefit, with all due respect to Aaron. I think that maybe the Jets wanted to get in the room with him and wanted to bypass the digital correspondence here, right? And they wanted to look into his eyes, and they wanted to really try to read body language and get a sense if this guy was really serious about playing football. Listen, I don't know if it's either a lack of self-awareness on the part of Rodgers or just the inability to step out of your own existence and look at you the way others see you, but maybe Aaron Rodgers was not exactly convincing that he was on board. I don't know. I think that I would think that the Jets probably went into this, I don't want to say predetermined or predisposed to move on from him, but they probably were strongly leaning in that direction. And maybe they were leaving the door slightly ajar for Aaron to convince them otherwise if they felt that the sell was believable and the conviction was real and the buy-in was real. But I don't know. I think the one thing that I can certainly get on the Jets, no matter what happened here, is if I have Aaron Rodgers in the building, and I just got to the building, a building that has been in utter shambles for, well over a decade and a half at this point, with the extended playoff drought, the longest, how many times have you heard me say this? The longest North American team playoff drought in sports, encompassing all the sports. Yeah, that's us, right? Yay. That's the Jets. We're good at that. But we're moving forward, and we're moving forward with a clear vision, a leadership, a no-nonsense, no BS attitude. And I love that. Aaron Glenn is beholden to nobody but his own football morals, Muji, and obviously ownership, and the guys that he, whether it's on tape or whether it's through communication or both, that he believes are assets to the Jets moving forward. However, let's just say that there was slight embellishment on the part of Aaron Rodgers, right? Not as bad as he made it seem, but somewhere in between. It was, all right, maybe a little short on the Jets end and not nearly as bad as he positions it. Where I could criticize the Jets, if I am Aaron Glenn, if I am Muji, and I've got him in my building, why wouldn't you, get as much information out of him as humanly possible about the guys on the roster that, I don't know, you're about to make big money decisions on? Hey, Aaron, hey, listen, what's your real opinion of Garrett Wilson? What's your real opinion of Sauce? What's your real opinion of this? What's your opinion of that? What's your opinion of the building, of the operation, of the way we do things? I don't know why that wouldn't be done, because there's a chance there to glean potentially some interesting information. And now at that point, you get that information and the onus is on the new Jet leadership to cut through the nonsense and go with their instincts and, determine what is applicable and what they really believe Aaron says. And they maybe want some sour grapes, whatever it might be, but that's on them. And it doesn't seem like they did that. Now, again, back to the root of this, let's just do a little role play right here. Hey, Ev, pop on, buddy. Where's my guy, Ev? Where's Ev? I know he's fired up for the draft. I can't wait for the draft, by the way. I'm so pumped for the draft. All right. So yeah. Ev, you're going to be Aaron Rodgers. Okay. You're going to be Aaron. Okay. I'm going to be Aaron Glenn. Now, the way the story, and I didn't know this when I was on the air in real time, but I found that apparently it was just Aaron Glenn and Rodgers. I thought it was Glenn and Muji. And then very quickly, according to Rodgers, into this interaction, he went and he got Muji and he came back and then, and that was done. All right. So do you really, we'll do a little role play, but before you answer the question, everybody watching, do you think that it actually, just common sense, let that prevail for a moment. Do you think that it actually went down this way? Hey, Aaron, come on in, man. Good to see you. Get up, shake hands like a man. Look him in the eye. How you doing, Aaron? Hey, listen, great career, man. A lot of respect, dude. I've been watching you for a long time, and you're one of the best to ever sling it. Sit down, man. Let's get to know each other a little bit here. So where you at, buddy? You know, where you at? Where's your mind at? I know it's been a tough run here, and we're new, and we're starting over, and we just want to get a sense of where you're at. Do you want to play football this year?
Yeah, I mean, I was considering playing football for the right situation and the right staff, so that's why I came to New Jersey all the way from where I'm staying at to come see you guys.
All right, hold on a second. Let me go get Muji. I'll be right back. I leave the room, I get Muji, and then in 20 seconds, we resume the conversation. You know what, Aaron? How would you like us to proceed and let the public know that we're going to move on from you? Does anybody think that that's really, truly the way it went down? Even at the highest levels of dysfunction, not this group, all the previous regimes prior to Muji and Glenn, does anybody with more than a brain cell think that that's actually the way it went down? Do you think that it went down that way?
No.
There's no way it went down that way. Come on, man. So this is where you've got to filter through the Aaron Rodgers bullshit and the Aaron Rodgers nonsense and the Aaron Rodgers drama. And again, Evan, you know this, and my entire WFAN audience knows this. I have always been a Rodgers believer, supporter, and defender. Not blindly. Some of the stuff he's done, he's been a little slippery, a little vague, a little intentionally vague, or you know, throwing people off scent. And I've called him out on that. But in totality, Rodgers has been a great player. By all accounts, he was a good teammate. Everybody that played with him outside of a few malcontents tell us that he was a good teammate. But I do think that this is where Aaron Rodgers kind of, I don't know if I'd say gets himself in trouble, but allows others to shape a less than favorable narrative about whether how self-absorbed he is or how he views himself, you know, specific to the team, above the team. I just can't imagine on any planet, even the Jets with Kotite, even the Jets with the mess that was here before these two guys got here. There is no way it went down like that. No way. I'm not buying it for a second. Now, the next thing is, and here's what I think the Jets need to do in response to this story. Not a damn thing. Because guess what? It's going to go away. We know the way the news cycle works now. Click, 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 click. Next story. Oh, you know, Juan Soto's horrendous. You know, Met fans going nuts today. Click, 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 click. You know, then he's going to go 8 for 16 at one point with 3 doubles, 2 bombs, 9 ribbies, and an OPS of 1,300. Win the player of the week. Juan Soto's the best. Like, we just jump from topic to topic. Like, if the Knicks don't beat the Pistons, Tom Thibodeau's got to get fired. If they do, oh, they're ready to beat the Celtics. Like, clickety-click, click, clickety-clack, click, click. So the Jets need to be smart enough to know this, and I think the worst thing that they could do, the most unprofessional thing that they can do, the most unproductive thing that they could do is to pump an ounce of oxygen into this story. Don't say a word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I definitely agree, because it's one of those situations where it's like, one, like many people have framed it online, even if they went in with the slight, like maybe, you know, 51%, we get rid of him, 49%, we keep him. You can't imagine that they just go into the room and they let him talk for 2 seconds. And then for whatever reason, Aaron Glenn gets up, runs out of the room to get Muji as if it's like fire drill, and then comes back and is like, hey, by the way, we're getting rid of you. It's like, why wouldn't you just say that on the phone? Or why wouldn't you just say that, like, hey, Aaron, it's nice to meet you. You know, we really wanted to talk things over. Like you said, maybe get some perspectives. That would be very valuable. But then also talk through it and see like where he stands on the current situation. It would be crazy to just be like, hey, man, we flew you all the way here, apparently on your own dime.
Yeah, that's
but
odd.
At the same time, we also want nothing to do with you. And we just want to tell you to your face that you stink and we want to get rid of you.
Like, yeah, I mean, basically, exactly. That's why I hope common sense prevails. I do think that while there's going to be a learning curve for Muji and Aaron Glenn, and we'll see how they do in their first draft, and we'll definitely drop a pod early next week and crush the draft. Maybe two pods, by the way, a guest and then just straight me. But I think that there'll be a learning curve here, like the first little fire they've got to put out, whether it's and Sauce and Garrett Wilson appear all in. They showed up to the offseason stuff without a contract, which is a nice leap of faith. Those are the kind of players and young men that you reinvest in. You don't kick them out of the building. You keep them there as long as you can. But there's going to be a fire, an unhappy player, an injury, maybe a press conference where Aaron says something and it gets away from him. He's a first-year head coach, all right? And Muji's a first-year GM. There's no blueprint, no matter how smart you are, especially with the New York media, where you can just read a little manual, you know, head coaching or dealing with the New York media for dummies 101 and not have a single misstep. It's going to happen. All right. But there is no way that I don't choose to believe, nor do I just completely reject the notion that these men have such an axe to grind and are so out to embarrass Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, didn't do a damn thing to them. Now, I do agree, as you positioned it, that there is a slight lean. I would say more than slight. You say 51% moving on. I'd say probably 85-15, 90-10. They knew very strongly, unless he gave you the most compelling, convincing argument, or they watched the last 8 or 9 games of film and they're like, okay, but which, by the way, I thought was pretty good, but they have different, evaluation because they're real football people. So they would not, they're not doing that. I do not believe that at all. However, let's say Robert Saleh did not get fired last year. Joe Douglas did not get fired. They were brought back and they had a shit season again. But there was contention in the air. Remember when, I think it was the Patriots game, when Saleh went bonkers, like, yeah, and Mike Rogers shoved him, like, dude, get off me. And that was very interesting to interpret, because one school of thought was, I don't respect you, get away from me. I went there a little bit. The other might be, dude, I mean, we got a long way to go. The Patriots suck. Act like you've been there before. You know, let's kind of establish, let's raise the ceiling a few inches and not just act like we won the Super Bowl. And maybe the answer is somewhere in between. We don't really know. But say if there was a little discord with Saleh and Saleh was brought back and Joe Douglas as well. And they had an axe to grind and it was personal and they had no intentions, 0.0, meaning 100 already leaning, they're moving on from him. This still would be a very petty, unprofessional move. But if they were to do that, fly him out, like say if he was talking smack on Rodgers, they're like, you know what, Woody Johnson, what he said about his son, I don't want to get fired by my son, by a teenager. I think he said whatever the quote was then. And again, it would still be the wrong move for a professional franchise. But at least I could give a little credence to egos being bruised and, you know, guys being pissed off. And then this is how they channel it. Wrong move, not the right direction. But I could at least understand where they wanted to, stick it to him a little bit before they kick him to the curb. Hey, we put up with your nonsense for 2 years. You asked for every, we gave you all the receivers and all the linemen. We did everything that you wanted. We ran the offense that we didn't go under. Like, we just did what you wanted and we're tired of it. You didn't show us respect. Now we got the hammer and now we embarrass you. Again, I wouldn't do that, but at least I could understand that on a visceral human level. The thought that there was any sort of predetermined malice or, I'm going to get you, I'm going to make you look bad from Muji and Glenn is patently ridiculous. It's offensive. It's idiotic. It is not possible. It is not true. Certainly not to the extent that Rodgers depicted today with Pat McAfee. I'm not buying it at all. I'm not.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, they knew going into that he, despite the fact that, he doesn't really use social media and he does all this like stuff where it's like, I don't pay attention to the outside. They knew very well going into that, this guy has unlimited reign to go on this show. That's a national show that everybody pays attention to that has any sort of interest in Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They knew that story would get out if they did that. So it would just be a very bizarre situation to be like, we know exactly how you're going to portray us on this show if we do exactly what we're doing. It would be crazy for us to do that. Like, it's not like you're going to never tell anybody and go to your grave with this story and, maybe put it on some random podcast that nobody knows about. But going on a national show that everybody who knows anything about the Jets or anything about sports these days is watching that's just a crazy move. If you're just thinking logically.
When you're hearing it in real time, we got the quotes around 1:45. Me and Sal wrap up at 2, as you know. So my producer Hoff, and he's grinding, he's listening to it, he's jotting stuff down. But by the time we flipped I think the next show probably had it, but by the time we could have turned around the audio, the show would have been over. So I would rather, and he did a good job, Hoff. extrapolate what's being said, you know, translate it to us, let us know what the hell's going on. And he did. And my reaction was similar to this. But the more I think about this, like the more I'm annoyed because it's a real bad early shadow. That's kind of, and I think it's unfair. And I think it's inaccurate. That's cast upon the new Jets regime. Listen, here's what we know about Aaron Rodgers. He is highly intelligent. Now, sometimes I think he might be too intelligent for his own good, but he is a well-read, even if you don't agree with all of his thoughts and theories and findings, which I don't. I agree with some of them, some I don't, but I do think he's a very smart person. But I think his biggest problem is that he's also very manipulative, and I think he has a very hard time with closure. And I think this was one last way to kind of twist the knife in the Jets, because he didn't like the way it went, certainly didn't like the way it finished, didn't like being kicked to the curb, which he was. And this is his recreation. And now, or he recreated this in his mind the way I believe it went. I don't know for sure, but yeah. I'm saying into a hot mic that I don't believe him with this, not to this extent. There's no way. And now he can package it and present it in his own way. That either soften the blows, the blow, or makes him look better, or makes him feel better, or a little piece of all those emotions. I don't know. And at this point, I don't care. But yeah. You know, that's a real damaging portrayal of two men who are trying to stabilize the grossest franchise in pro sports. And he's not doing them any favors. I don't need him to do them any favors because he doesn't owe them anything. They owe him some money. They'll pay it. That's it. There's no goodwill. You could be big boy, shake hands, move on. He doesn't have a lot of equity here. Didn't win a lot of games. Wasn't here for very long. Didn't play particularly great most of the time. But to do this and take a torch, like a flame-throwing torch, one last shot at the Jets building, that's where I'm going to rise up and I'm going to defend the Jets. And I think too often when you defend the Jets, you're really barking up the wrong tree because generally the Jets are wrong. But it's not that I choose, which I guess I do. I just refuse to believe that Aaron Glenn and Muji are either this mean-spirited, this dumb, or this obtuse. I'm not buying it. So Rodgers, stop. I don't really talk like this. Get the Jets out of your mouth. I don't want to hear it anymore, dude. I don't want to hear Aaron Rodgers talk about the Jets anymore. Go on a retreat, go play for the Steelers, retire, deal with the breakup. On a serious note, I do hope everything's okay with his family. He said he's got some stuff going on. We all have that stuff. It's called real life. It's the real world. And again, I do like Aaron, but this makes me like him less because I think it's reckless and I think it's wildly inaccurate. And, you know, to move on, you know, by the way, look, so I got a little toy here. I'm like, am I going to put this? I don't know where to put it. Can you see behind me? Can you, let me see. I might have to move the microphone here. All right. You see that?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yep. I got that. Yeah. Well, hey, there's the spike. What else we got there? I'm not a genius. Spygate, foot fetish, the wreck stuff, you know, spike game, kissing Belichick's rings. It's old, right? And I'm like, yeah. I saw it laying around. They were going to throw it in the trash today, WFAN. Yeah. And it was still wrapped up. Like it would never been unpackaged. I'm like, all right, I could do something with that. I got to find a way somewhere to hang it here. But I almost didn't want to put it out there because, again, if you're new, and I want your opinion on this, Ev, if you're new to the Unkillable podcast, go and Google, find it on YouTube, you know, BT Jets rant, Unkillable. That's where this all was spawned from. And it was my reaction the day after Rodgers got hurt. And it was my refusal not that I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl because I knew they weren't when he went down, but it's my refusal to buy into the perpetual, you know, lifelong terminal fate that and I love Joe Beningo, but Joe's one of those guys who thinks it's going to be bad forever. I'm not that guy. I slant more positively. So this thing behind me illuminates many of the dark periods. Do you think it is a conflict for the core values of the Unkillable podcast? I do need you to weigh in on this.
Now, I think it can go two ways, but the way I'm looking at it, because maybe I'm also in the optimistic route, is I think you could say all this happened to me since I've been a fan.
I like
I'm still riding strong.
That's what I'm talking
about. We've had 9 trillion quarterbacks. We've had 900 failures. And I'm still thinking that Justin Fields is going to lead us to the postseason this year.
There we go. So there we go.
I still think Membu or whoever we get in the draft is going to be, you know, the bookend with Fashanu, and we're going to get that. Somewhere.
Yeah.
So there you go.
If we get Ward, if we get the tight end, he's going to be better than the kid for the Raiders from Brock. He's going to be better than Brock Bowers. Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? That is a very wise interpretation of that. I agree with you. Very sage, very savvy beyond your youthful years here. That's a good thought. That's a good read. That's why you're my producer. I'm gonna keep it. And it's like my way of going like this to Jets history. Get lost. I can't say what I want to say because my kids are there. You know, lost. Okay. You see this sign right there. That's what you could do with that sign. That's what you can do with that sign. So it's like a mock of the Jets history. You know what I mean? And hopefully eventually, you know, the real one behind me, the name of the jersey, hopefully eventually that wins out. All right. So you know where I stand on the Rodgers real fast. So number 7, and again, we'll get more name specific leading up to the draft. But I love this position for the Jets. I really do. Now, there's a thought Shador's going to drop. I don't think the Giants take him. I think it's going to be Cam Ward. I think it's going to be Travis Hunter. I think it's going to be Abdul Carter for the Giants. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, you probably go O-lineman. They've got their quarterbacks. 6 is going to be interesting, maybe running back. Even if Shador Sanders drops to 7, there is no way I'm drafting him, would you?
No. Because I feel like with the new era in here and with Rodgers now out the door, even though we both respect him, it's like you got to start fresh and you got to start building without the just like unnecessary, crazy publicity that's going to come with him. You know, like Colorado's already retiring his number. I think he had a pretty average career there. So it's like there's just all the stuff that's coming with him. And it's just like you got to rebuild a little bit and not rebuild, but you got to get better kind of in the shadows a little bit and then come out of it. And then it's like, bam,
you got to get quiet. You got to get quiet. Okay. I agree because I don't think he's that good. I'm not saying he's probably going to start. He could be okay. I don't think he's worth it. But from a talent perspective, he's got average arm talent, average athlete. You know, Sanders, Deion's son, he's not running a 3.4 to 40. He's just not. I mean, he don't move like that. He's not big. So there, I could give you football reasons why I would not take him at 7. But if you do, maybe the Jets disagree, if they do think he's that guy, do you still not take him because of the potential noise? Or do you say talent wins out? A little trickier.
Yeah. It's definitely a little trickier. I don't know, because it becomes one of those. It's so quickly when you draft a quarterback.
Yep.
Like every team has this like crazy like dream scenario where it's like, we're going to have this guy play for a year. We're going to draft the guy. Nobody's going to call for the guy we drafted. They're just going to let him develop, let him watch. It never happens. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time where, I mean, obviously, like, you got the Mahomes situation.
Well, Mahomes.
But it's just so many times, like Kirk Cousins with the Falcons and then Penix, where it's like, we're going to let Kirk take over this year. He's going to lead us to destiny. Then he's going to go his separate ways. Then Penix is going to easily come in. I feel like you're drafting Sanders and automatically it's going to be like, well, Fields has stunk. He hasn't performed in 2 places. Put your door on the field. He had 1 bad game for the Jets, you know. Yeah. So that's going to become the narrative quickly. It's just crazy.
All right. So we're on the same page. All right. So let me wrap it up here. Good job tonight, Ev. Very good job. Good contributions. I love it. You know, for years, and I've fallen. By the way, look at the shirt. How about that? Yeah, we got a bunch of these here. I'll tell you where you guys could get them, but I won't do it now. But we're going to get those out there as well. So for years, I fell prey to the fantasy football mentality. Got to get the wide receiver. Got to get the tight end. The Jets never have a tight end. So that was actually a fair addressing of needs in my opinion from my part. But I have I'm done with that, man. I have finally learned. I've always known this, but I'm finally applying it to my team. It's funny. I apply it to every other team but my team. No more. Lift up the hood of this Jets car, all right? And what I see suddenly is a pretty good offensive line that's got one little opening on the right side. And Membu, the kid from Missouri, who is an absolute truck, who can move, who, by the way, played the right side in college. It's not like you're taking a left tackle and kicking him to the right because you got an older left tackle, and then maybe at some point when he phases out, you put him back to the left side. No, I love the idea, all right, of starting with Fashanu, who graded out tremendously. He's the real deal. You know right away if you're good or you're not. Yeah, and by the way, I think he's got a chance to be terrific, like Pro Bowl, eventually all pro good. They crushed that pick. And I wanted Brock Bowers, I admit, but Olu Fashanu is an absolute stud. They've got just about 80% of a functional, and I think at this point, trending in the direction of an above average offensive line. You plug in Membu with the right side, and now all of a sudden you have Justin Fields. And again, I'm under no illusion he's going to be a superstar, but if they can run the ball, which he can, and then set up play action, all right, maybe take a tight end in round two. These are all things we'll jump back into early next week here. But I think that that's the play. I think that too often, like the Jets, they get this car. They're like, let me get the shiny rims. Let me get the sweet tinted windows. Let me get the sweet, you know, music. Okay, what's the engine like, dude? I mean, is it going to break down? And most times, well, it always breaks down. I mean, most times, it always does. So I am bypassing the aesthetics of the car, and I'm building it the right way. I need the engine to fire. All right. I need the brakes to work. I'm not really a car guy, so that's pretty much where I can, you know, I'm going to have to end the under the hood references there. I guess I put in the windshield wiper stuff myself, the fluids that I can do and that I do. But you know what I'm saying? You've just got to have the guts of a team, a foundation, because that's, you know, that gives you a chance to be at least competitive. And I know now, I also know, and some people do say this, well, all right, that's all well and good, but you still got to eventually find a quarterback. Understood. Don't you think it's easier to find the quarterback, like, I don't know, the Niners with Purdy and Jalen Hurts round two for the Eagles, Super Bowl champion, when you've got a kick-ass offensive line that makes the transition easier? So again, I think Justin Fields will be good. He'll be okay. You know, and I think they'll run the ball, and if they don't trade Breeze, which I don't think they will run it a lot, probably 35, 40 times a game, including Fields's 7 or 8, 9 rushes a game. And whenever they draft the quarterback, maybe it's in round two, maybe it's in round four, maybe it's next year, earlier, whatever it might be, you know, now it could be more of a plug and play thing. And that's how you advance this thing. So I think the Jets are in a great spot. I think their phone's going to be ringing. Derek Carr situation, obviously the Saints, you know, with Shador, if the Jets play this right, maybe there's a way to, you know, navigate that and get some draft equity and still get one of the two or three players that you really covet that you have boarded up in a premium spot on your draft board. So I just think it's going to be a really, well, not an exciting night, because I do think it's going to be a trench player, but I think it's going to be a foundational type of player that we'll look back on, similar to Bricken with Mangold coming out of Ohio State, where when you start to eventually look at when did the renaissance of the Jets start? When did the rise begin? Well, I think it began with the hiring of Aaron Glenn, and I think it will be further accelerated by bringing in an offensive lineman and doing it the way that you're not going to get his jersey, but you know what? You're going to enjoy seeing some sustained drives on Sundays, right? You're going to enjoy seeing that 1 yard, whether it's 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1, or, you know, like, do you go for it? Do you punt? I mean, you know, how much confidence have we had in the Jets to get that yard over the years? None. And we didn't even have confidence for them to stop the opponent for the 1 year, which is why they stink. But now, if it's Membu or one of those guys, or it's behind Olu on the left side, now you get that yard. Move the sticks. Tick, 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 tick. Time ticks. And now you possess the ball a little bit more. When you possess the ball more, you don't need 30 points, because they're not going to be that kind of an offense to win. Ball control, it's how you do it. And I think they're thinking that. I don't know for sure. But right now, I am all about the right tackle at number 7. So there you go. All right, episode number 29. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I was going to do more draft tonight, but once the Rodgers stuff dropped, I'm like, I got to get into this. And if you just, you know, the brief encapsulation here, I like Rodgers. I'm not buying it. I think it's a creation in his mind to make himself feel better, take a dig at the Jets. What are the other, maybe a little bit of both. And Jets, don't even respond. Do not volley back. It will die by the weekend. I promise you. get to the draft, and let's keep this thing moving. So, hey, spread the word. Get it to your friends. Spotify, Apple, WFAN, YouTube. You can always find the stuff here, the shorts, the whole segment. Great job by my guy, Evan. And I will see you guys tomorrow on The Fan at 10 here in New York City. And I'll catch you next week on the pod right here on Unkillable. See ya.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.